Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. El Elyon, God, God Most High, Adonai Elohim, the Lord God. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn his face toward you and grant you shalom. The King is coming. The King is coming, the King is coming. And I declare in this dry, unbearable season that it is going to rain. It is going to rain. Noah built the ark constantly in the face of unbelief. A flood had never been seen before. And I declare, in Jesus' name, it is going to rain. What has never been seen before is going to happen. We must not accept the lies and injustice of 2020. El Shaddai, Almighty God, is in control. Almighty God is not saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Our stand is to believe. Live. The King is coming. It is a declaration. Jesus is coming back for a glorious bride. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27. So that He might present the church to Himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Jesus is coming back for a glorious bride, and that is the word of God. A glorious bride with no beat down, no strung out, and not in unbelief, but believing. The Lord encourages you today. Believe. The Lord says, I am. And yes, my God can, and I believe He will, just move His little finger and make all things right. But we are His instruments. God also uses man. He always has. In Numbers chapter 31, verses 1 to 3, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take vengeance for the children of Israel on the Midianites. So Moses spoke to the people, saying, arm some of yourselves for the war and let them go against the Midianites for the Lord, to take vengeance for the Lord. So, let me recap. So God said to Moses, take vengeance for the children of Israel. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, arm yourselves to take vengeance for the Lord. So God uses people. And for such a time as this, God uses us. Who is on the Lord's side? So continue to stand up for the truth, for correct measures. Stand up for godly justice. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18 says, for the Lord is a God of justice. Therefore, what shall we say? We say Romans chapter 8 verse 31. What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us? And we say, Romans chapter 9, verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there injustice with God? Certainly not. Our God is a God of justice. There is a righteous anger. Many times the Bible says the anger of the Lord was kindled. The anger of the Lord was kindled. In fact, it says it 25 times. So there is a righteous standing up for Jesus that fuels us to say no. No to injustice. To say no to illegally trying to take away our rights. To say no to injustice. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. So stand up for Jesus. Be encouraged. Joy comes in the morning. I repeat, joy comes in the morning. What is illegal is coming down. Continue to see with your eyes and hear with your ears what the Holy Spirit would show you. Canada, you shall live and not die. Australia, you shall live and not die. And I declare, Psalm 64 is a good example of what is happening now. At the end of Psalm 64, it says, but God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly, they will be wounded. So they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. This is happening now. All who gaze at them will shake their head in scorn. This is happening now. Then all men will fear God's judgment. This is happening now. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what God has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise. Hallelujah to the word of God. And if you would like to invite Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior so you can stand with him, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins and that you rose again. And I ask you right now, Jesus, to forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sin. I turn away from them. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and Savior. And Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. I pray you were able to say those words with me. The Lord has impressed on me that we do have a good governor in Ron DeSantis, and I believe it can be seen now. I thank God for Ron DeSantis. And would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, we pray that thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis and his family. In Jesus' name, amen. And I call forth President Donald J. Trump to stand in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump and his family. Because when very soon all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. And because as with the United States, so with the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Let us thank the Lord for choosing us for such a time as this. Would you say with me, thank you, Lord Jesus, for choosing me for such a time as this. Amen. and let us thank Almighty God for what he has done. Would you say with me again, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. And remember, child of God, you were not called to fit in. You were called to follow the way, the truth, and the life. The remnant are those who fit in with God's word. They do not fit in with the way man says, well, this is the way it is now, this is the way. No! The remnant fit in with the way. Jesus, the God of justice. Let us ask Holy Spirit to keep us in the right place. Can you say with me? Holy Spirit, enable us to continue to stand in reverential fear of the Lord. Amen. Adonai Nissi, the Lord, our banner. We wave our love for you as our banner. Thank you, Almighty God, for the chance to praise you, for the chance to worship you. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Anointed One, we acknowledge your deity. We acknowledge your majesty. The King is coming. It is a declaration, and we say it loud and we say it clear. Let us praise the Lord. Psalm 113 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 115 says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But we say, our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Hallelujah. And Psalm 116 says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Psalm 112 says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.